Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And a good Saturday morning live from the St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex located in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm Don Dubuque. Glad to have you with us. Andrew Pearson back at the mothership pushing all the buttons at the right times. If you were tuned in last Saturday, well, you were hearing us coverage of opening day of Louisiana's west zone of the duck season. This morning at 1/2 hour before sunrise, duck hunters in Louisiana's east zone will be out there too, trying to get some duck dinners for their Thanksgiving party. Well, we're going to head out there with them, and since you can't be there and I can't be there, it's the next best thing. We'll take you live and direct, and you hear all the action from some of our field reporters' duck blinds. And if you are on your way, or you're already there in your duck blind or on your deer stand, or maybe you already had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd like to include your report along with any comments and questions. We'll add those in with the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You do that by texting your message real time to the studio here at 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Got another question for you, too. This is an opinion question. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission has filed a notice of intent. That means something they plan on doing unless there's some opposition and they change it or modify it, but they would ban the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, you've been known better as drones, for the recovery of wounded deer and bear. Is there anything you find unethical or unsportsmanlike about that practice? Or are you like me and opposed to outlawing a practice that would help prevent the loss and waste of a precious resource? The question this morning is to drone or not to drone. Let me know what you think. Have you used a drone to track an injured animal? Has it helped? Text us, 504-260-1870. Understand that there's actually individuals, you know, there's a group that is like the Louisiana Tracking Dog Organization, and if you wound a deer and you have trouble finding it, you can call them and they'll come out and put their dogs on it and help you find it with dogs. But drones may be even more efficient than a dog. What do you think? Well, today's bad boy story's got a little bit of a twist. Not only were the three suspects engaging in illegal activities, by definition, they themselves are illegals. And we'll be heading into a Thanksgiving weekend next weekend. We got that Black Friday extra day. It's one of the busiest hunting and fishing days of the year. It's a busy shopping day. A lot of people head to the malls to do their pre-Christmas shopping, but a lot of people also take that time to head to the woods and waters because fall fishing is in full force, both fresh and salt. Got a little bit of offshore fishing going on. And, of course, all the hunting seasons will be open by that time. It's a Black Friday weekend next weekend, and we'll be on again Saturday morning. Well, here's your Coastal Marine forecast if you're headed out this weekend. And it's not too bad looking at all. We're looking at a frontal system now is approaching, and that's going to be in sometime tomorrow or maybe later today. And then we've got another front coming around Thanksgiving, the day before. And today you're going to be looking offshore at west winds 8 to 15, 1 to 3-foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, those westerly winds will be about 6 to 12 knots. I do not like a west wind for most of my fishing areas. How about you? And for tomorrow, northeast winds. You see that swap from the west to the northeast? That means the front will be through by tomorrow. Northeast winds, 8 to 15, 1 to 3-foot seas offshore. And on the interior lakes and bays, you'll be fishing under a northeast wind at 6 to 12 knots. So a little brisk, but certainly doable. All right, stage is set. Everybody's getting ready to go out and enjoy the great outdoors in this fall season along the great Gulf Coast. Hope you're going to be part of that. And glad you are part of this show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after this pause. And we're going to take you down to Shell Beach, St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. Check in with Campos Marina. Get a fishing report for you. And maybe a little bit of a hunting report from the Biloxi Marsh. Next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Oh, yeah, those trout love those Campos Marina fresh shrimp. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He is the guardian of the shrimp down there. Good morning, Robbie. I'm hearing from the Butch tender, our friend Butch, up at the Wycloski Bridge. And he says there's a good bit of fog down there. How's it looking out on the waters?
Well, Don, you have about I would say between an eighth and a quarter mile visibility this morning. I mean, I could see across the ship channel this morning from, you know, standing right here on the highway. I could see across, but it's and I could see the beacon out at the lake. So I guess you got, you know, maybe, I don't know, man, it might be more than half a mile visibility. But look, all that could change in just a matter of minutes. You know, if you get some roll in. You know, driving in this morning from, you know, I live in Miro, and St. Bernard Parish runs right alongside of the river. So, more than likely, you know, most of the times you get, if you're in that area there, you're going to see it real, real thick because of the river. So, it was kind of thick coming in this morning, but as we got down here, it, you know, it was less and less and less. But nevertheless, there is still some fog. And we yesterday no fog, but we did have a little bit of rain. I tell you, Don, they've been catching a lot of fish this past week. I've seen a lot of fish at the table, but I've also been hearing about the 12.5 inch, the 12 3/4 inch throwbacks, and they just tons of them. And you know, I'm a little bit disappointed in the fall season so far, because I thought we were going to have a better. I thought we were going to, not that the weather hasn't been good, because the weather has been good, but I thought we were going to have, you know, more keeper fish than we're seeing. And it's just a lot of throwbacks, man. So you got to weed through a whole bunch of them. And even my guys who fish plastics, you know, plastics tend to catch a little bit better fish sometimes. And, you know, when you're on a feeding frenzy with live bait, and they've been catching the same thing, you know. It's 10-1, 14-15-1, you know. So you're gonna be going through a lot of fish, guys. It's gonna be nonstop action, but you're just gonna be going through a lot of fish. It's, you know, we don't make the laws, Don. We just gotta abide by them, you know. So that's what's happening down here. As far as duck hunters go, I cannot believe the amount of ducks that have been killed in 70 and 75 degree weather. This is, a lot of it is teal. It's almost like teal season just reopened,
yeah,
but that model ducks, a couple of big ducks are killed, like some grays, but not many of them. It's been mostly teal ducks, and it's been mostly, you know, some model ducks, that's been taken. But look, nevertheless, I mean, you know, look, hey, it's open, and you know, if you're a duck hunter, and I guess a teal flies in, teal's just as good to shoot as anything else.
Well, in my book, teal's one of the best ones as far as what you got to take home to eat. They're not as big; they're a little smaller, but you know, You still get a good shot at them. Anyway, that's good news. People got to be careful for that fog. And, you know, it's disappointing about all those small trout, but we need to remind people, you know, take care of those fish. Try to do everything you can to release them so they'll keep swimming in the water and get to grow. Don't feed them to the pelicans or the dolphins when they come around. And make sure you remove the hooks carefully. Don't take, the mucus off the fish. If you wet your hands first before you handle them, or wear some gloves, and that way they can swim to fight another day and be a legal keeper. Got to take care of those fish.
Yeah, you're right. Try to take care of them as best you can. And, you know, Don, we talk about the mortality rate of these things. And, you know, if they mishandled, they will die. But I'll tell you, If we were losing that many, I question this sometimes, and I'm kind of on the fence about it, because I'm like, all right, what are we doing to the resources? Are we damaging the resources more than more harm than good? I don't know, but I think with all the amount of undersized trout that are being caught right now, you would see dead fish floating, you know, 3 or 4 days later, and we're just not seeing that. So maybe people are doing what they're supposed to do and handling them right and getting rid of them, you know, throwing them back over. But I tell you, Don, over by the dam is some of the biggest white trout that I've seen in many, many years. I'm talking like some white trout that was 18, 20 inches long that was pulled out over by the Hopedale Dam. On this side of it this past week, I got a crew that comes in from Kentucky, and that's what they target, man. They go hit white trout, and I tell you, I saw some white trout hit the table this week. That was very impressive. And I'm thinking, you know, if I had to go fishing speckled trout or white trout, I might be just going to fish white trout. There was some pretty, pretty fish that came in this past week that these guys caught. And, you know, they drive 10 hours to get down here to kind of right in that same area where I deer hunt up there. So they're not far. Mm-hmm. Maybe about 35, 40 minutes from where I deer hunt. But those guys come down here and they go target white trout, and they just put it on them, man. They did a bang-up job, and they keep all the good ones. You know, I mean, they kept up. That was some pretty, pretty, pretty fish right there by that Hopedale Dam. So there's that. And there's plenty of sheephead on the Long Rock. So if you want to go target sheephead, you got that to do. So you got options, people. If you got a fall fishing spot you like to go to, now is the time to go there. So you will catch fish. They might not all be keepers, but you will catch good. You will catch fish, and you will put something in the box to take home.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. Nothing wrong with those white trout. Robbie, before you go, one more thing. I want you to remind your duck hunters about those mottled ducks. And I'm sure people that took them are unaware, because this is a new regulation, first time. But the bag limit was zero for the first 15 days of the season, and then it's one per day for the remaining 45. So duck, until we get 15 days into the season, you got to leave the mottled ducks alone. That's what I'm saying. I know people try, and it's not intentional, but that is the regulation. So we want to make as many people aware of it as we can. So spread the word if you don't mind.
Well, you know what, Dad? I didn't know that, and I saw some come in, but I'm not going to rat nobody out. But I'm saying.
Well, it's innocent, you know, maybe, innocent
if
mistake.
You duck hunt, maybe you should know. I guess you yeah. should know.
And I'm sure the agents in a lot of cases would write warning citations for it, you know, because it is a new regulation. And, you know, you almost have to have an attorney in the blind with you these days. There's so many regulations, you know. It's almost like when the wind changes, you got different regulations. But anyway, exactly. Robbie, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving down there. Yep. You know, when Thanksgiving comes around, listen, I often think.
We are going to be closed Thanksgiving Day. The ramps will be open, but we are going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. So if you want to come fishing, ramps are open. Have at it.
All right. You know, when Thanksgiving comes around, Robbie, I always think about your grandpa. He loved to cook a couple of those gray ducks on Thanksgiving, man. That was one of his Thanksgiving menu items.
Yeah, you better believe it. You better believe it. So, all right, Don. Well, let me get back out there. They look like they're piling up already on me. So,
oh, yeah. Get back next there, weekend's going to be even busier. We'll talk to you after the holiday. Okay, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
See you then. Robbie Campo. Shell Beach, Campos Marine. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your text messages at 504-260-1870. And got a real nice freshwater report from Blaine Salter to pass along to you. That and a whole lot more of the stuff you and I love to talk about every Saturday morning on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And getting back to our text message board, here's one that says, what's your favorite for Thanksgiving, Don? Is it a baked turkey, a fried turkey, or a turducken? I'm kind of a traditionalist on that. Baked turkey. I always find fried turkey not only is a lot of trouble, but it's also a tendency to be real dry. And as far as the turducken, I mean, for people that don't know what a turducken is, it was invented by a friend Glenn Mitzich, gourmet butcher block, and it was made famous when he served it to John Madden during a football broadcast, and it became a tradition. But a turducken is where you take a deboned chicken that's stuffed with some type of special dressing, might be shrimp or oyster dressing, cornbread, and then you take a duck that's deboned. You take the stuffed chicken, and you stuff it inside the deboned duck, and you take the deboned duck, and you stuff it inside a deboned turkey with stuffing, and you end up with three different kinds of stuffings and three different kinds of meat, and the flavors just kind of overpower each other. I mean, I like each one, turkey, duck, and chicken, but I like them separately. Also, there's a new twist on it now. I don't know if you heard about this, but since bear season's open, you take the turducken and you stuff it in a deboned bear. But the tip on cooking that is you got to shave the bear if you really want to come out right. So you might want to give that a try. All right, we got the Steel Man checking in from the Wrigley's. He says duck hunting was slow in Pecan Island last weekend. Big Burr and he are chasing the Silver Wonders, also known as speckled trout, until the colder weather. KVD, Kevin Van Dam, and G-Dub should be on the water also. I'm sure we'll find them. Happy hunting to all the listeners. All right, we also have the Backstrap Stacker checking in from Clark County, Alabama. Stacker, I'm planning on trying to hunt a turkey hunt up in Clark County. Let me know what the turkey population is up in Clark County. His gun season is upon us. Nothing like swatting mosquitoes in 70-degree weather, but it beats sitting at home. Good luck to all the hunters hitting the woods this morning. At the risk of a deer winding me, I would bring a thermocell. Them skeeters can make your trip miserable. Here's one. Happy Thanksgiving, Don. What are you eating? My aunt gave my uncle and I a choice. We both chose chuck roast. I ate enough turkey in the Navy to feed the Pilgrims for a decade. Yeah, I guess there's such a thing as too much of a good thing. With regard to the Wildlife and Fisheries filing a notice of intent to ban the use of drones for recovering wounded deer, this one says never use the drone, but I think you should exercise every tool available to recover a wounded deer. You owe it to the animal and yourself. I agree with you 100%. Here's one that says I am not a fan of drones in general, but I think if they can help recover a kill that would otherwise be lost, they should absolutely be used. And the worms checking in last Sunday, headed across Lake Catherine, found diving birds hooked up on a near limit of 2-pound trout. Ooh, birds diving, shrimp jumping, and a worm right in the middle. Doesn't get any better than that, huh, worm? I don't know how you can improve on that. All right, here's another comment on the drones. If they can keep a wounded animal from unnecessary suffering, I'm for it. And Backstrap Stacker checking back in said, why would they want to ban the use of a drone? Makes no sense. The only argument that I can think would be a complaint saying that if unscrupulous, unethical hunters use drones at night to track wounded deer, what happens if they find a live deer? Or would they go out with the intention of saying they're looking for a wounded deer and then they make one wounded? But people that are going to break the law are going to break it anyway. Why penalize the good? They should not have to suffer for the bad. I'm opposed to the Wildlife and Fisheries move, and there's public comment going on, so if you feel real strongly about it, chime in and let them know what you're thinking. All right, we got Roland Cortez, goose hunter extraordinaire, checking in. He and the Dave's Bayou crew, it's opening day for them. Good luck to everyone hunting. Text me back a little later after daylight and let me know how you're doing up there, Roland. And Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama, not far from where I am. He's going to make some stuffed melatons for Thanksgiving dinner. Sadly, my melaton vines, all the leaves were killed by that freeze. I wasn't around to cover it up, and my melaton crop for 2025 has been lost. Here's one says, as a semi-retired attorney, I offer my services for free your blind help identify your ducks. Manly. Hey, maybe you could get a little side job there. You know, I'll come serve as your representative in the duck blind to keep you abreast of all the new laws. And again, the backstrap. Well, he's got a lot to talk about. Oh, he was answering my question. The turkeys are everywhere up here. Saw 100 yesterday. Come on, Don. I'll put you on them. I'm going to contact you and when turkey season rolls around and see if we can get together on that. Thank you for that info and the offer, backstrap. Very nice of you. All right, we're going to get to some more texts, and also we got a Bad Boy of the Outdoor segment coming up right after this three-minute pause where you'll listen to it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we're going to have a freshwater fishing report coming up from Blaine Salt in just a little bit, but I did want to mention to you, as far as freshwater fishing, you're looking for a good hot spot to catch a limit maybe of crappie, also known as sockeye. I got this report in. Gerald Tyler, he had a great day. He lives in Clifton, and he was fishing from the bank on Kincaid Lake, and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and agents went up and made a check, and guess what they found? They found old Gerald Tyler in possession of 102 crappie, but no fishing license. The legal limit for crappie on Kincaid Lake, by the way, is 50 per day per licensed fisherman, so he was twice over the limit. But to catch him in one sitting from the bank, hey, the fishing's on. You might want to make a little trip up there to Kincaid Lake. All right, we're going to tell you our weekly Bad Boy of the Outdoors story right after we pause a quick 10 seconds. I'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on October 23rd, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Edward Ridgel and Corporal Jared Coates were on patrol in the Maurepas Swamp Wildlife Management Area in Ascension Parish when they heard several gunshots coming from a main trail. They made contact with two subjects and found Jefferson Messiel Mejia Rosales in possession of a pistol and Josu Alexander Fernandez Cordova in possession of a rifle. Rosales and Cordova admitted to target shooting on the WMA in a non-designated target shooting area. Those two, along with another man, Julio Amaya Fernandez, did not possess the required WMA access permit or WMA self-clearing permit. The agents then notified the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, also known as ICE, because the subjects had unknown immigration status. When ICE officers arrived on the scene, they took the three subjects into custody because of their immigration status and illegally being in possession of firearms. It's unclear what the penalties might be for serious charges of possession of firearms by an illegal, but definitely facing a $700 fine each for illegal target shooting on a WMA and not possessing a WMA access permit or self-clearing permit. Our 22-year-old Jefferson Misael Mejia Rosales, 21-year-old Josu Alexander Fernandez Cordova, and 27-year-old Julio Amaya Fernandez, all of Honduras, and all illegal aliens and all bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, well, there you go. They sneak into the country, then they get a hold of firearms some kind of way by hook and crook, and then they go to a public area for a little target practice. What was the purpose of the target practice? Were they planning to hunt? I don't know how they could buy a license. I guess they couldn't and would hunt without it. Or maybe they were target practicing for more sinister reasons. Anyway, we get a lot of bad boys for a lot of reasons. All right, let's get back to our text board. Let's see, we left off last with our attorney friend Manly. Good morning, it's Deb from Florida. Deb the news chick. Although she's visiting New Orleans because she misses her city, a turducken inside a bear? Like you, I'm not much fan of a turducken, and eating bear just does not work for me. You never know till you try it, Deb. Here we go, Fishing Freak 504. He just hooked the left, headed to Campos for his Brandon Brewer Redfish Tournament, put on the Outcast Fishing Club. Hopefully, I'll be taking home some cash. Sometimes these texts are a little hard to read. And here's one says, good morning, Don. At 86 years old, my dad is already out on the deer stand in Clark County this morning. Good hunting to all the deer hunters out there this morning. Be safe. That's from our friend, the Baldwin County teacher. Look, you know, I often tell people, You know, you play sports on the playground, high school, maybe some college. At a pretty young age, you're done. But when you hunt and fish, it's for the rest of your life. 86 years old and hunting deer. Good luck to you. And here's one says, Don, please bring your patience and consideration to the launch. Folks will be out there with no sleep or experience. Just a calm word goes a long way. If it's obvious someone is having trouble knowing what you know. That's from Old Dog. And, oh, here he is. What's up, Big Don? That's how Toby starts off his reports. He said, tell Brackstrap you're bringing me to Clark County with you. Love the show, brother. Well, if the Clark County deer hunter allows it, we'll bring you along, Toby. I know you're pretty doggone good turkey hunter. No doubt about that. All right, here's one. Okay, it's not for radio, so we're going to pass on that one. Here one says, I am opposed to using drones for recovery. Not only that, but ethically, if the hunter can't find the deer, he should claim it as a kill rather than try to kill another one. I know people who shoot and hope they can find it. The attitude is slow the animal down with no regard for animal suffering. Well, taking a marginal shot certainly could be considered unethical. But once it's done and the deer is wounded, I don't know. I just don't get the reason why you shouldn't use technology to help recover a resource. And really, something valuable for the hunter could be a trophy, could be some meat to feed the family. All right, anyway, we come back after this. I got that freshwater fishing report. If you got a text, we'd like to hear your opinion. To drone or not to drone, Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries is talking about banning the use of drones for locating and tracking wounded deer. What are your thoughts? 504-260-1870. That's how you get a text in. I'll be back with that report right after we pause. A quick 3 minutes on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for those of you who are freshwater enthusiasts, you know, fall can be a great time to get out there. Water's cooled down. Fish get a little more active, particularly those wonderful sockeye, also known as crappie. Got a report in last week from Blaine Salter. You know Blaine, the son of the famous J.B. Salter. I guess Blaine's kind of famous in his own right now. They got the J.B. Poles and, you know, the line of baits and all that. Well, anyway, he says there's been some really good news. The catches were really good down in Old River in Morganza. He said it's one of the best years he can remember. They're right off the piers on Old River Landing. First 1,000 yards of piers on the landing side is where you're going to find some of the fish holding. Pattern was deep structure out in front of the piers, and the fish caught right on the end of them in about 12 feet of water. All the fish were caught on Bobby Garland's Monkey Milk with a pink 1/16 ounce jig, which seems to mimic the natural food source of Old River, which are shad-style baits. He's also got some what he calls porch reports from Little Pigeon. They're averaging 15 to 25 a trip. Water's been low. Shiners have been the ticket to guarantee a catch, but you can also catch them on those blue and white jigs using the niblets. Fish seem to pick up around 10 to 1 has been the best time. And the standing pockets of lilies right beneath them is where the better schools fish seem to be holding. The key is keep moving till you find them as the wind kicks in. Move around some of the structure, and that's your best ticket. Little Pigeon has held the most water, as water's pretty low throughout the spillway. But if you're making a trip there, Little Pigeon is definitely a place where you could pick up quite a few while fishing half a day. Setup was a 1-inch popping cork and jigs or shiners, and find those pockets of lilies around the deepest structure within the main canal, and you're going to find them. Always best time of the year with you, and we can get these hunters back in the woods, which puts less pressure on the fish. Yeah, I know you fishermen love those people who both fish and hunt because they get out of your way this time of the year. Also on the North Shore, I got a good report from Billy Adams, who runs the North Shore Sockeye. They had a great catch on the Tickfaw. Billy's a real pro, along with his network of friends. He knows how to catch them. All his fish were caught on jigs, fishing structure in 8 to 10 feet of water outside of the Riverside Marina. Find the deep structure around the canals that come into the Tickfaw, and you can find fish on the ends of the deeper piers. Live scope is a great help, or you can hunt them going from deep structure around them main curves of the main canal. Tight lining is the best setup, using a 1/32 ounce jig, and just allow it on that slow fall. So that's a nice little extensive freshwater, particularly sockeye report coming from my friend Blaine Salter. All right, got another text in that kind of mimics that. Says sockeye fishing on Tickfaw is on fire. But those live scope guys are finding all my spots. LOL. Yeah, you know, you can't hide from a live scope, but the live scope doesn't make the fish bite. But it sure can help put the odds in your favor, dropping your baits where the fish are. Here's one that says, where can I take my young son to catch some fish around Lacombe? Well, Bayou Lacombe. That's going to be the hot spot right there, unless you're looking for some saltwater fish. And generally this time of year, if you get down there around the mouth of Bayou Lacombe where it empties into Lake Pontchartrain, there's some usually speckled trout and white trout move in and sometimes up the bayou depending on the level and the amount of salt water that moves in. But you can always catch some freshwater fish, catfish, brim, bass, and also those sockeye. Bayou Lacombe's a very productive spot to fish. All right, let's see.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What else we got going on? We got some more duck hunting reports that are going to be coming up shortly, and we got a report from Grand Isle with Captain Darrell Carpenter. One thing I did want to mention to you, and this is on our outdoor calendar, but it's a ways down the road. It's not until April the 25th, but I was talking with the LWAA, Wildlife Agents Association, and they said a lot of people like to make their contributions, donations to get it in on the 2025 income tax, you know, return for your donation. They've got a charity golf tournament that's going to be put on in Lafayette April 25th by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. This is going to be a four-person scramble, $600 person. Scramble is $600 per team, but they got a lot of sponsorship packages of all different levels, in-kind sponsors, bronze, silver, gold, and if you're interested in becoming one, you can check it all out on their website, LWAA, or you can call Lucas Hidalgo, 985-397-4118. And, of course, the benefits of the proceeds from this charity event will go to help support Louisiana wildlife enforcement agents and their families, and they help promote conservation and officer safety and public education. It's a great organization. They've done a lot, not just for some of their members, but for everyone, really. Having a strong wildlife and fishery enforcement Asian Association comes back to us in Louisiana. So you might want to put that on your calendar. We'll be talking about it more. April 25th, a charity golf tournament in Lafayette. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, get our weekly fishing report, get our fix from Fouchon, Grand Isle areas right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, one of the probably places that are starting to lose a lot of traffic and crowds is the Grand Isle area. Let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter for some fall heading into wintertime fishing down there. But I'm sure, Darrell, next week's going to be a big weekend with that extra day. That Black Friday weekend is usually a pretty big day. How's the fishing been, and what will people expect if they head down there?
Well, Don, I mean, it's been exceptionally warm. You know that. I mean, we've had a little bit of weather systems come through and kind of dropped it down and kind of brought us into that fall pattern. And that's kind of what's continued. You know, I was listening to the show this morning, and we're seeing some of the same things. I mean, if you get up into that marsh, which is where you practically got to go right now, you know, we're seeing a lot of 12-inch fish, and we knew when the new regulations came out that this was the time of the year it was going to hurt our production numbers. But there's a lot of smaller fish. Fish are kind of scattered. It's been the same story all year long. I mean, I think there's empirical evidence that we were damaged by that freeze as far as our population numbers go. But, you know, there's no real big schools of fish. So you've got to, you know, you catch three or four, stay with them for a little while, then you got to move and catch three or four more. If it were me, I would probably make darn sure I had some dead shrimp, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings whatsoever to fall back on sheephead and redfish. That's been the consistent. The redfish are starting to pop back up real good. Now, we're having to go a little bit further north. I mean, we've been all up around that bay, Hackberry Bay, Little Lake area, you know, the Bayou DuPont, all of that up there. And there's plenty of redfish left up there, which of course they've got a lot more bank and a lot more marsh left. The you know, we talked last week about, or I think I texted you on a follow up that there's been a lot of pompano on the beach the last 2 weeks or so. The problem has been, and I don't care what your forecast says, the problem has been that Gulf periodically has been rough, as in this morning. I mean, they're forecasting 1.5, but I just checked the buoy at the loop, and it's rolling almost 3 feet, which is just, 15 miles offshore. So the problem's been getting to them on the beach. But if that beach calms down anywhere around those Fouchon jetties, around any of the rocks in front of Grand Isle, there's been a whole lot of, I mean, fairly nice schools of pompano everywhere. I mean, that the sheephead and the redfish, and just think right now, it's your speckled trout is an extra bonus until that flounder season opens up.
Yeah, with regard to the pompano, how do you fish those? I fished with a guy, a friend of mine, we call him the Weave, and went and fished on the Pensacola Pier, and he's actually designed his own special bait that he makes that's very effective for him. But most fishermen, I don't think, would have any idea. How do you rig up and how do you hunt for those pompano? What do you use to catch them?
Well, the old timers, the research I've done on it, the old timers used to use the old spec rigs, the old hair tail spec rigs, and they would just trim the tails. They'd take mm-hmm. the scissors and trim the hair tails right behind the hook. We typically use shrimp. I mean, it's, you know, dead shrimp, live shrimp, it doesn't matter. Shrimp under a cork. But I mean, if you want to go back to the old school practices, this is the time of the year that when we had a robust commercial pompano fishery, this is the time of the year they would rig hop with those spec rigs. And you would typically, mm-hmm. you know, the pompano would be just like wahoo. You'd have to hit all four corners, all four legs of the rig, because they're typical for spawning up or schooling up in one particular place. And when you found them, you could sit there and have a heyday on them. But for us, it's, you know, we know they're there by typically having them as bycatch when we're fishing for speckled trout or redfish under a cork. And then once we start picking them up as bycatch, then you start looking for the schools, and we typically stay with our shrimp.
You know, they love those little, whatever you want to call them, sand crabs, mole crabs. We don't have a lot of those around. At least people don't use them for bait as much as they do in Florida and Alabama. But that's a very effective bait for pompano. And if anybody wants to see that lure I'm talking about, if you go back to our Bayou Wild TV episodes, it was earlier this year. We filmed with Chris Weaver on the caught him from the pier over there, some pompano, and he explained in detail that little bait that he uses. Now, real quick, with regard to those small speckled trout, all the thousands of trout that you've cleaned back when 12-inch fish were limited, they do have eggs in those 12-inch trout, right? So if they're being released, we got a good chance to repopulate quick because they're not being taken out of the water.
Well, without a doubt, a 12-inch trout can carry eggs. Now, their egg sacs usually aren't as large, of course, proportionate to the fish. And the good thing about this time of the year is the majority of the time we're fishing in the marsh, and you don't have to worry about the daggum dolphins. Summer long, I mean, everywhere from April through October, all you're doing is hurting the population around Grand Isle. You know, if you get on a school of 12-inch trout and you stay with them, you're defeating the purpose because dolphins are eating every one of them you throw back. But this time of the year, you don't have the dolphin problem in the marsh.
All right, realscreamers.com. Give me that telephone number, Dal, if somebody wants to talk to you about fishing.
225-937-6288.
We call it every week, and we'll call it next week again. Thanks, Daryl. Have a good weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. You too. Don't eat too much.
I will not. I'll try not to, but sometimes I do. See you later. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break, and I continue to ask you, to drone or not to drone? Could we use drones to find wounded deer? Wildlife and Fisheries says they want to ban it. What do you say? And more fishing reports and duck reports live from the blind coming up. Sunrise is coming. We're back after this. And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show, getting ready to take a little trip into some of the duck blinds across the coastal area and find out how the duck hunters are doing this morning. East Zone opens up with the West Zone, so it'll be open up statewide. And if you've been out there, give us a text. Tell us how you're doing at 504-260-1870. You can also use that to comment on our opinion question, to drone or not to drone. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is considering banning the use of drones for recovering deer and bear that are mortally wounded. I'm opposed to them banning it. I think the use of that technology to help recover precious resources is certainly valuable. I don't see anything unethical about using it. It's just another tool, and we hunters and fishermen use a lot of tools. They're accepting public comment through 4 o'clock on March the 7th, and also accepting it at the monthly meetings now through March 7th. And if you want to do it by way of email, go on Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, and you can have your voice heard through a comment. All right, also check in on our calendar. We've got an event coming up on 1 week from today. This is a really nice event. It's called the Festival of the Bonfires up on Lutcher on the riverfront, and part of it is going to be a gumbo cook-off that's going to be going on there. And, you know, gumbo is a great way to enjoy any type of seafood, any type of wild game. You can put just, you know, duck, oyster, shrimp, crab. You can put catfish in it. I've heard people do that. Rabbit, squirrel, birds of all types. But if you don't want to go through the chore of chopping all the ingredients, you know, that Larry Roussel's Ready Set Gumbo, he's got both the plain and the okra gumbo. That's a great way to do a shortcut. And I'm told that they have picked, if you've been looking for it in the Hammond area, you can get it now at the Piggly Wiggly in Hammond. The store manager there, Brad Dallin, he's a listener of this show, and I think you made a wise decision there, Brad. The people are going to love it. I use it often. It's the Ready Set Gumbo products. He's also got stew and a few and some special spices, too. Check it all out. It's called Uncle Larry's. All right, let me get back to some of your text messages. Wingbone says, yes, use the drones. Here's another one that says, any reports on sockele on the Chifuncta River, new to the area? That is the Lafayette Yakka. My experience fishing there, this is a good time. A couple places, if you fish in the lower end, you go down by the river, where the river, Chifuncta River, empties into Lake Pontchartrain. There's a straight canal that goes to the west. If you go down that canal and you fish some of the deeper holes and along the stumps, you can pick some up along with some really good goggle eyes. But also, if you go up into Covington at the 4th Street launch, you'll actually be launching your kayak. It's a nice little launch into the Bogafalaya River, which eventually empties into the Chifuncton. It's not too far of a paddle or a pedal from there, headed south downriver, and you're going to find some camps and homes with piers. And that's where those sockeye, if they're going to be on and biting, they're going to be up underneath those piers or hanging tight to the pier structure. So that's my best info on giving you for the Chifuncta. I like to use a jig. Blue and white's a good color with a sliding cork, or you can also use the shiners there too. All right, we're hearing from Big E down in Thibodaux. He went bank fishing at Point of Shen WMA yesterday, and before he left, he picked up a bag of trash that was left by someone. Good for you. Thanks for doing that. He's thinking about putting up a no trespassing sign at his spot, but he bets that that's going to be picked up. By the way, he got skunked, but he ain't giving up. That's the attitude. All right, here's a question, Don. Other than Hoki Gajan, who was the most outdoorsman Saints player that you ever met? Well, without a doubt, it was Hoki, but I got to give it, you know, Stan Brock was quite an outdoorsman, too. He was hunter, fisherman, and really good at it, too. Stan Brock and Hoki Gajan. Boy, you couldn't have much more fun than getting with those two guys. Here's one update on black belly whistling ducks added to teal season. Still in the works. The wheels of the federal government turn very slowly, and hopefully one day we'll get to be able to take those Mexican whistlers during teal season when they're in abundance. But nothing yet. All right, we come back after this. We got a fishing report. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. Talk about Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine, Upper Biloxi Marsh, Mr. Go, Chef Pat. He goes all over. Have boat, we'll travel. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of Seato. You hear us talk about them every week, and I always suggest this is a great Christmas gift. Black Friday coming up. If you need to get a boater on your shopping list, a gift. Are you listening, ladies? $249 will get it started. That's a whole year. Then they can renew it after that. What they'll get, free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts for electrical problems. And it's on every boat that they own, rent, or even borrow. It's completely covered. What you're getting is peace of mind. It's easy to do. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or online, go to seato.com, get that policy, and get that peace of mind. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, what are your plans on heading into a Thanksgiving week, this the weekend?
Well, we'll certainly be fishing this whole week. Weather permitting, I can tell you that we are on Lake Pontchartrain right now, and it is very thick fog, so I would certainly hold off until the sun comes up where you have a little bit better visibility. You know, you got to be careful, or your fishing trip certainly isn't worth it if you don't make it back.
No doubt about that. Mike, we've been talking to a couple of the reporters, and they're talking about catching a high amount of those undersized fish now, you know, fish under 13 inches on the speckled trout. Are you finding the same thing?
We do see quite a few of the 12 to 12 and 7/8 inch trout. Don, just to have a better mindset, I think to myself, all of those trout laid eggs this year. So that's a good thing. And that'll just make more for coming years. And it won't take long. That 12 and a half will be legal. But it did its job of putting eggs in the water for the future.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, what's the weather conditions like over there? You got any problem with fog? I know you probably had some trouble. One of the days, I believe it was Thursday, might have been the worst.
Yeah, there was a couple of days where we stayed on land for quite a bit, an hour or so, you know, let the sun start to get a bit of an angle to it where you can see and, you know, make a safe trip. So wherever you're going to go, we're doing that right now. We're going to head to the bridges. They're easy to find, and we'll fish here for several hours. And if we catch what we want and develop a pattern, then we'll obviously stay at the bridges. If not, we may move to who knows where. We may look for some redfish in Lake Bourne, or we may even move towards the Mr. Go. But the trout have been in Lake Pontchartrain. They're just scattered with this warmer than normal water temperatures. I'm finding, seems like you can always catch a few at each spot, and my good spots might produce 8 to 10. It's not like when the water's cooler and you pull up and get them located, and, you know, nowadays with a lower limit, you catch your limit out of one spot. So it just takes a lot of moving, a lot of sticking and moving, current is very important when the water is, you know, warmer, which it is for this time of year. So we've definitely been fishing in current. Live shrimp have certainly been a help, but they'll also hit plastic if you happen to find where they are.
Mike, you know, that's a great tip for people fishing the lake to get to the bridges, because you can't get lost. You can't get in too much trouble. And when the fog lifts, you can go away from there. But a lot of times when you're headed out and you may be in an area at the launch where the fog's not so bad, and then all of a sudden it moves in, or you get into an area that you are just socked in. What advice do you have for people that are running in a fog? What safety tips do you use?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I tell you, Don, if it's really too bad, just sit it out. You know, it's kind of like really hard rain. Just sit it out. But if you have to go, you know, you want to have good electronics that you trust. And I usually run the shoreline. But the danger with that is everybody's running the shoreline so they can see how far they are from the shoreline. And it gives you a measure. If you can see the shore to your left 75 feet away, I'm sure you can see straight ahead of you 75 feet. But 75 feet isn't much of a buffer. If he's coming toward you and you're going toward him, and you both happen to make, he makes a right, you make a left, y'all run into each other. So it's just, go slow. I'm never running over, say, just enough to be on plane, you know, 15, 18 miles an hour. And I'm very cautious. I do tell my clientele to, if they see something, because I've had this happen before. I have two guys sitting on the center console in front of the boat, and we're easing down the shoreline, and a boat approaches from our right. One points to the boat, and the other points to where I should go. So I got two people pointing in different directions. And if you call.
Yeah, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. You don't know which way to go.
Right. You don't know which way to go. So just tell them up front, if you see something, point at what you see, and then I'll be able to see it and take appropriate measures.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've been in some pretty scary situations in that fog. It's nothing to mess with. And, of course, by slowing down, that's the one thing gives you better reaction time if you should encounter another boat that's also doing the same thing you're doing. So hopefully everybody will be safe out there. Mike, if somebody wants to call you and get in on some fall and winter-type fishing, maybe it's not, you know, Black Friday's next Friday this coming week. Not too early to start getting those gift certificates, and I know you got them. How do they get them?
You can certainly give me a ring. We'll set you up with gift certificates. I'll tell you, Don, it seems like this November is fishing more like October, which to me means that December is going to fish like November. So we're going to have a great December with cooling water temperatures, and we'll catch even more fish. So it's a good thing. It'll extend our fishing season. I do have dates available in December, so feel free to reach out. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Or you can call me on the phone at 985-781-7811.
All right. Be safe. Have a great time. And a happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thank you, Don. Same to you and all your listeners.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Always got some great advice for you. All right, we come back after this. It's time for the Paddler's Report. We got Lance Burgess checking in with us. He's got a report for you who like to get in the kayaks and the canoes and the P-Rows and get up close and personal for your fishing. It's a special report for paddlers only right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, coming up momentarily, we're going to have our Paddler's Report. It is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They are your fly shop specialist, but much more than that. They've got all the latest gear for the fishing tackle that is used in the local fishing area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks. Also have fly tying and fly fishing classes and some really sharp-looking apparel. Another great place to shop for some Christmas gifts for the paddler on your list. Go to No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, and you might want to ask Justin about fly tying and fly fishing classes and perhaps give that as a gift. We're going to have lots of gift ideas coming up over the next several weeks. But right now, we're joined by Lance Burgess, and we got a paddler's report for you. Lance, tell me what's going on in the world of the kayakers these days.
Morning, Don. Well, you know, we're all on bait, standing on bait with bated breath for this weather to cool off, right? It was a little bit of a tease. I talked to Brendan last week. I told him I'd be looking around Highway 1 for next week when I'll be taking some of my in-laws and my nephews from Virginia coming to Louisiana for the first time. So we're going to spend a little time down in Grand Isle, and I certainly want them to have some success. But, you know, it's pretty interesting on the north side, seeing a lot of white trout. Still seeing white trout, which is, you know, kind of odd. But, you know, the water temperature is back up to 70 degrees, and no one's going to complain about 70-degree air temperature to fish in. But, you know, as soon as we get a little bit cooler water, some more fish will get closer. And for us kayakers and traditional kayakers without motorized kayaks, you know, that's just a great time of year for us to get nearby inshore, 2 to 3 miles out of any launch in any direction. We can usually find fish.
Yep, and what about that Fall and Tide tournament coming up?
So, yeah, the Bayou Coast has one of their bigger annual tournaments right around the corner. We're 2 weeks from Fall and Tide. Registration is up on their Facebook page. I think it's $85 per entry. And, you know, this is a fun tournament. This is not part of the Angler competitive series and all that. This is just for all kayakers. If you're interested, this is when I got started in tournaments. These are the kind of tournaments I really got to make connections and friends and learn about the sport, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago. But, yeah, Fall and Tide is just a great tournament. This time of year is a great time. Like I said, hopefully we'll get that cool spell in a couple of weeks and we'll all rejoice. But Mother Nature has us waiting that out. And as you know, Mother Nature is undefeated.
Yep, and that is a great starter tournament for someone that wants to get started in either kayak fishing and or tournament fishing. Lance, you mentioned you got visitors coming down from Virginia, and they're going to be fishing with you. What do you do as far as supplying them with kayaks? Are they dragging theirs down there with them, or can you rent kayaks? How are you going to get them fitted up in a kayak?
Well, luckily, I beg, borrow, and steal. I've got two kayaks of my own, and you know, for the kids, Hobie makes a model called the Lynx, and it's more of a pedal board style kayak, Don, and it's got pedals, it's got a seat, but it has no compartments. It's just a flat board. It's kind of like a paddle board, but it's really easy to pack. And I have one inflatable, so I end up with four kayaks. And I let the kids fish a little bit, especially if we're going to a bay or off the side of the road. You know, my idea was to, you know, hit telephone pole hole and some of those pits along Highway 1 and, you know, let the kids kind of get used to being kind of close by, but, you know, be able to move around a little bit. So that's typically what I do when I have kids. But anything else, you know, my buddies, we'll get a trailer if we've got bigger kayaks and we need to haul kayaks around.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan. And, you know, as jointed as the kayaking community is, it's easy to call some of your buddies and see if they're not using theirs, if they'll loan it for somebody coming down. That's a great plan. Well, hope you all do well, Lance, and thank you for the report, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You have a great Thanksgiving, Don. We appreciate you and everything you do. Thank you.
All righty, my friend. There he goes, Lance Burgess, one of our field reporters for you peddlers and paddlers for the kayaks. So adding to his report, my friend the Weave I was talking about earlier, he kayaks quite a bit. He's been out there in Pontchartrain catching some big trout and plenty of blue catfish. In fact, that echoes another report. I think it was, here it is, Louisiana River Chicken. He said, no drones for recovery on public land. That's a thought. But he doesn't like the idea of banning him on private land. But more so, I don't think the government should tell a landowner what to do or not to do on their land. He's got a fishing report for Lake Pontchartrain. Again, the blue cats are everywhere on the bridges, including some 10 to 20-pound tanks. If you like to catch those big blue cats and enjoy some fresh-fried catfish, now's the time to get out there in Pontchartrain. You can catch them. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to start our duck reports from the blind. Legal shooting hours are in effect, have been in effect for a while. We're going to start off with Mike Smith of Louisiana Duck Hunts. We'll talk to Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. And out west at Hackberry Rod and Gun, we'll talk to Captain Kirk Stancil. And let you enjoy a virtual trip to the duck blind. That's all I can do, because here I am on a Saturday morning, and you're with me. And we'll be back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we've been taking calls this morning on this to drone or not to drone to look for wounded deer. And there's a really good example of someone who was for it. This is Sam checking in from Mobile, Alabama. Well, actually, he's driving a truck up in Wisconsin listening to us. But at their hunting camp in Loxley, Alabama, which is a stone's throw from where I am right now, opening weekend of bow season, his buddy used the drone service to track a buck he shot. It worked great. They found the buck. He was alive and kicking deep in the woods. They ended up letting him go. He looked fine. Youth Rifle Weekend was last weekend. They used the same guy to track a buck. A kid had shot. The drone service was free for the youth weekend. It worked great and was affordable. What a great story, and what more than some support for keeping the drone use for tracking these deer. And I think I may take some of these comments and submit them to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries so that they can hear what the listeners of the show believe. And if someone has Sam, maybe you can give me the name of that drone service. I'd like to talk to those people and find out who they are that actually provides a service to help track wounded deer by using drones. I think that's a worthwhile endeavor. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds. When we come back on the other side, Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunt, joins us from his duck blind in Delacroix Island. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down to Delacroix Island to the duck blind of Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts. And Mike, I'm really anxious to hear your report after that great hunt you had yesterday morning, limiting out before 7 a.m. Has this been a repeat this morning?
It's a little slow. We got, I think, 7 to 8 so far. The fog rolled in, so I've never had a season where the fog's been just about every day except yesterday. We have zero wind, but we get a lot of shooting, you know. We got 7-8 birds already, and on a foggy day, I get most of my birds after 7 o'clock. So we still got a lot of time.
Yeah, you do. Is it still mostly teal?
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday, we had some grays and canvas back, but the majority of them are teal right now.
I'll take them.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. My lease is farther out. That's where you kill the pintail and the gray ducks. But closer in, it's mostly teal, you know.
What size are the flocks been? How many birds per flock that's been coming in?
Today it's singles and pairs. Yesterday it was bunches at a time.
I don't know which I prefer. You know, sometimes there's so many you don't know which one to shoot. When it's like one or two, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. The thing about big flocks, I mean, you knock down two or three and you educate the rest of them, you know?
That's true. They get a quick education. Well, Mike, I tell you what, how do you explain the, you know, of course, this is not like the old days of Louisiana duck hunting, but certainly it's been refreshing to hear all the good reports from a lot of places. And it's proof that you don't need hard, frozen, cold weather for ducks to show up in Louisiana. It's always been that way. Well, how do you account for the amount of birds that we're seeing this year as opposed to the last few years?
Well, this year, we have a lot of food in the water, widgeon grass and coontail at just about every pond in the marsh. So I think that's holding the birds. You know,
well, no hurricanes, no tropical storms and depressions, no saltwater surge to kill all the fresh vegetation. So do you think that – oh, here we go. We got some action.
Do it.
All right. Knock one down.
There you go.
Yeah, no hurricanes. That's the key.
Yeah, well, so you would have to think that the birds in past years actually come here, but if they don't find what they're looking for, which is food, they leave.
That's it, exactly, especially the blue-winged teal. They keep on going to the Yucatan and farther south. But it's been a real good season so far, you know, despite the foggy weather and 75, 80-degree weather.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that fog, it can make it interesting because you don't get to see the ducks long range coming in and work, and all of a sudden they're there. You got to be ready.
Exactly, especially the teal. They hear before you know it.
Are your other boats doing as well this morning?
Just me out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just my boat out today. And tomorrow I got a bunch of boats out, and we'll take it from there. Hopefully there's no fog, because one of them's going to head out to where we kill the gray ducks and pintail, but we don't like to travel that far in the fog. GPS or
no, I don't
GPS?
Blame.
The GPS will tell you when you're going to hit something.
That's right. And neither does the other guy's boat that's coming, too. You know, and you can't hear it if you got a loud engine running. You don't hear the other boat either. It can be a very dangerous situation. Well, you got a big week coming up. It's Thanksgiving week, and I'll be out there with you Wednesday. We're going to hunt teal, or we're going to hunt bigger ducks? What do you think?
Depending on the weather.
I'll take either one. I'm happy either way.
Have the grandson with us, and that'll be his first duck hunt for the year.
That'll be great. We'll have a good time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and book for this rest of this split or the second split, tell them how to get you and check and see if you got available dates that match up with theirs.
Sure. It's 504-228-4506, Louisiana Marsh Guide Service, LADuckHunts.com.
Easy enough, LADuckHunts.com, Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. Mike, hope y'all limit out. I'm sure you will. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll see you Wednesday. Be out there.
That'll work. I'll give you a holler Tuesday, let you know what time to meet.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
There he goes. Mike Smith, longtime duck hunter, five-time state duck calling champion. All right, we come back after this. We're going to cross the river from Delacroix, head west. And, Ryan's on the same side of the river. He starts on the other side, on the west side, but he actually hunts on the east side mostly. I think he's still got some leases on the west. We'll check with him, find out where he is. Who knows? He might be in Mexico. We never know. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Ryan? We'll find out right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And continuing our duck hunting reports, we talked to Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, and they do hunt ducks down there, and find out what's going on. Ryan, you in the blind this morning?
No, buddy. We hunt in the evenings. There's just been absolutely no water all week.
Yeah.
And it's not so much the tide, because they haven't been under a negative 0.3, which is my limit to where I go. It's just been the water has never come back up since that northern came through. And I mean, absolutely no wind to push it back up. And even to where you could get a decent amount of water to hunt. So the ducks are staying offshore and we hunt them in the evening and doing real well. So we're catching so many fish right now, it's not even funny. So all the customers are extremely happy. So it's
so instead of doing the blast and cast, you're doing the cast and blast.
Cast and blast, exactly. Because, you know, if you work it to your advantage, you're gonna be more successful, and the fish are just on fire. And we've killed almost 500 ducks already, so it's been good. It's been really good.
Yeah, you're on your way to a good season. What species has it been? Mostly teal like everybody else?
No, we have a lot of ducks. We have everything. We've only seen a few divers so far, one ringneck. I've seen a couple of canvasbacks and didn't get them, but mostly gadwalls, pintails, widgeons, teal, blue and green. Even got black-bellied squealers in a couple of the ponds. So it's just been really good. But then on the other hand, some flies don't get a shot. It's a really weird situation because you're hunting. You know, it takes so much time for those birds to come pouring in, and they know, so they'll come in at night after we finish hunting. But we've been making customers happy anyhow, so it's been good. You know, either you limit out or you don't do well. Very little in between.
That's duck hunting. That's what makes it fun and challenging. If you went out and you killed an easy limit every time, it wouldn't be as fun.
Really?
Yeah, some people would argue with that, I guess.
I don't want mine quick. I like to sit out there for 3 or 4 hours and enjoy the birds. I mean, we have so many species of birds. Yeah. 184 species. So it's just a beautiful wildlife display when we're out there. So that's good. And the speckled trout are absolutely on fire. The bull reds, you know, just kind of get around and say, what do you want next? And just, it's been that good.
Yeah, these stormless years, man, it's just great for the environment down there. You know, all that vegetation, all that food down there, and, you know, then you get the saltwater wedge and brings in all the different species in close where they're accessible. It's just a great time of the year.
It's been a good year because we've only had one little tidal surge with some big winds on one occasion, and after that we haven't had it. So it killed the duck peas, and it knocked the top off the duck potatoes and knocked the aquatic vegetation back, but there's still plenty of food. So, you know, it's going to be a good situation.
Are y'all giving the ducks a break on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I don't hunt Thanksgiving Day. That's my favorite day of the year to be with family, so we give it a break. In fact, we got people coming that night for the next day, which I usually don't do that either, but we don't have that many days because we can't hunt much in January. So I had to take a week to get to give people, you know, had a lot of people still want to hunt. We hunt 6 blinds a day. So we're doing our best.
Well, that afternoon hunting is not all bad. They get to sleep a little later, you know?
No, they get up and go fishing. The heck with sleeping.
Well, that too. Yeah. But don't have to get up as early to go fishing as you do hunting. Not quite as early.
No, yeah, we have 6 o'clock breakfast, and we get out there, we come back, have a nice hot lunch, and then about 1 o'clock we go out in the duck blind. So it's all day thing, but it sure is a nice day. So I'm gonna let everybody know that the Davis Pond and Carnarvon Diversions meeting is on December 12th. The Davis Pond will be at 11 o'clock. So everyone that used to hunt Desalmans and Bayou Gorge and fish all those areas, it's going to be a good time to be heard about the fact that they're killing our fish.
Well, they need a plan. They need a new plan, you know, and see what they can come up with. In fact, on December the 6th, I think it is, I'm going out to inspect that 3,000-acre coastal restoration project that's just been completed down there in St. Bernard Parish and see how that looks.
Yeah, well, it's time. I took CPRA out this week to look at those velocity reduction channels that I put in on the other side of the river and the way they built land. So I think we're going to try to emulate that down South Pass. Instead of closing all those cuts, we'll just build land because there's no ducks down there hardly anymore like there used to be. There's no food down there. So hopefully that'll bring that back.
It's a learning process for sure, and the more we learn, the better we can address it. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get a hold of you, tell them how to reach you.
Oh, this is CajunFishingAdventures.com, or you know I'm always on this phone at 504-559-5111.
You still got the same ring?
Same. No, it's just a regular old-timey ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hope all our listeners have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Like I said, it's a time to be with family and enjoy yourself.
Yes, indeed. Good plan. Thanks, Ryan. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, there he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, forced to hunt in the afternoons because of the negative tides. You got no water, can't get to your blind, can't get to the ducks. Take it when you can. All right, coming back after this, we head out west. We're going to check in with Captain Kirk Stansel. They do some blasting and casting over there. We'll find out how their season's been going right after this quick pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk, the Captain Kirk who has boldly gone. Well, there's not many places he hasn't boldly gone in the Calcasieu area, and hopefully he's out in the duck blind this morning where he should be. Kirk, you in the blind?
I am in the blind. And we're covered up with ducks this morning, and every situation that can go wrong has gone wrong. It's the most ducks I've seen this year, and we're sitting here with just shot our two of them. And well, but they're just, there's no wind, and they're coming in on top of us. Or just it's been crazy this morning.
Well, please do not let this report interrupt you. If some birds come in, feel free to put that duck call in your mouth and call the shot for your guys. There we go. There's a little whistle. Got some pintails out there.
Three kill just busted us.
Yeah, well, that happens.
We're covered up this morning.
I guess ahead of that front, maybe, but, I mean, it's not really a hard front that – but it's not a hard front that you would think would really push him in. This has been a phenomenal year so far. Everybody I've talked to been better than the last 5, 6, 10 years, you know. And I don't know how to explain it because we've had 70 and 80 degree temperatures.
Yeah. I mean, the hunting's been, you know, we haven't been what we normally shoot. We're consistent every day. But like this morning, by far, green wings have shown up. There's flocks of teal flying everywhere this morning.
Have y'all gotten any of those ringnecks? There's 419,000% increase of ringnecks, but I think they're all in the central coastal part of the state.
There's some. Yeah, I got three big ducks coming in from behind me right now.
All right, well, let's see if you can work them in. We'll stand by and listen for the call and the shot. We're talking with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, got some birds working. Said he's covered up this morning with ducks, but as what happens with duck hunting often, things go wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we should be sitting here. It's just me and one person. We should have probably 10 ducks, and we have two. I mean, could have a limit, really. And it's just coming in because there's no wind. They're coming in. They're not coming in right. You're not, you know, the shots have been tough.
I mean, well, I got a suggestion for you. Let them land in the decoys.
Yeah, we're trying not to do that.
No, well, I'm sure you
will.
Are you hearing a lot of other shooting in the other blinds?
Yeah, there's a lot of shooting going on this morning. Sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of ducks this morning.
Well, you going to do some fishing if you finally hack out your limit this morning?
Yeah, there's going to be fishing today. We got boats going out. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day. We've had better fishing weather, of course, than duck weather since the season opened. And the fishing's been good, a lot of trout. Redfish, no, but a lot of trout.
Yeah, well, those ducks don't seem to care that they don't have the right weather. They seem to be here. And, well, the redfish will come. You know, those weirs get productive when that water temperature drops a little more. They'll move in there.
Yeah, it's low tide. Yeah, they will. They'll show up. But, you know, and I say that, we've had some conditions, but look, the redfish, they got smoked last year with that snowstorm and freeze we had. It's been tough for redfish here for us.
Yeah. Oh, I guess you'll be glad when the flounder limit comes back in at the end of the 30th, at the end of the month. Huh?
Yeah, we will. There's a lot of people asking about it, and, you know, they want to go. Well, you can go. You got to turn them loose. So they get bummed out, but, you know, that's what it is.
Well, I think we need to let you get serious about getting those ducks. You had too many things go wrong, and you still got opportunities, so we're going to let you go. But before you go, if somebody wants to come down to Hackberry and fish and hunt or fish and hunt, tell them how to get you.
All right. It's 337-762-3391, and the web is HackberryRodAndGun. You spell out and.com.
All right. And don't forget, no model ducks till 15 days into the season.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Kirk. Y'all have a good one, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, getting to some of our texts to close it out. I got a couple of people wanting to know, what happened to the bad boys? I usually hear it about 6:30. Did I miss it? You didn't get up early enough. We did at 5:30, so we could do some duck hunts after the sunrise times opened up. But you can go back to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And if you ever miss one, sleep late, or you don't get the tune us in, you can always catch the replays there. Andrew Pearson does a great job of putting it into segments, and you can listen to it online. All right, we got a lot of people. Well, here's one. Says, I'd like to, when you used to be on Fridays on our flagship station, WWL, how can that start happening again? Well, it's not likely to happen on a regular basis, but I will tell you this. From December the 12th through the 19th, I'm going to be guest hosting the 6 to 10 morning drive show on our flagship station, WWL, so you can at least listen on that particular Friday. All right, a lot of people in favor of the drones, more than opposed, but we do have a couple people that don't like the idea because it can be abused, and I agree with that too. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We're out of time. We only got 2 hours. We try to jam-pack as much as we can. We do it each and every week, and I'll be back again next week. Have a happy, prosperous Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking hunting and fishing on the backside of it as we do every weekend right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.